Explain like I'm five.
Hello everybody, welcome to Explain Like I'm Five podcast, where any topic is explained in simple way. This is your host Roy, and today's topic is how does a touchscreen work? A touchscreen is a bit like an invisible keyboard glued to the front of your electronic devices. So let's see how it works. There are several different types of touchscreens. Different kinds of touchscreen work in different ways. The two that you are most probably familiar with are resistive and capacitive. Resistive touchscreens, which are used in Nintendo products and pre-iPhone PDAs and devices, work a bit like transparent keyboards overlaid on top of the screen. There's a flexible upper layer of conducting polyester plastic bonded to a rigid lower layer of conducting glass and separated by an insulating membrane. When you press on the screen, you force the polyester to touch the glass and complete a circuit, just like pressing the key on a keyboard. A chip inside the screen figures out the coordinates of the place you touched. This is how resistive touchscreen work. On the other hand, capacitive touchscreen works in a different way. Most modern smartphones use capacitive touchscreens. These screens are made from multiple layers of glass. The inner layer conducts electricity and so does the outer layer. So effectively, the screen behaves like two electrical conductors separated by an insulator. In other words, a capacitor. When you bring your finger up to the screen, you alter the electrical field by a certain amount. That varies according to where your finger is. Capacitive screens can be touched in more than one place at a time, unlike most other types of touchscreens. They don't work if you touch them with a plastic stylus, because the plastic is an insulator and stops your finger from affecting the electric field. So this is how touchscreen works. Thank you for listening to Explain Like I'm 5. This is your host, Roy, signing off.